The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I am stressed. I feel my perspective darkening. When I feel bleak, as I do right now, I turn inward. It's an attempt to calm and center myself, but mostly it's an attempt to touch base with something both within and beyond me. Yesterday, meditating in my backyard, I saw the silhouette of a standing person walk forward and kneel, arms outstretched, forehead to the ground. The action played itself in my mind over and over, like a gif. It occurred to me that this was a suggestion, so I got down from my chair and did what the figure in my mind's eye did. I knelt on the ground, arms outstretched, forehead to grass. I saw the darkness change into a ring of blue sky surrounded by trees. I saw a glowing green and blue light that spread through my body and filled me with peace and thanks. I saw more silhouettes, this time the head and shoulders of many figures, a crowd. I felt surrounded by goodwill and protection. At a moment of great fear and isolation, this experience was ecstatic. What will save us? The answer's a conundrum. We will save us, but we will not do it alone. Today's poem is Dilruba Ahmed's Bring Now the Angels to Test Your Pulse as You Sleep. Bring the healer, the howler, the listening ear. Bring an apothecary to mix the tincture. We need the salve, the tablet, the capsule of the hour. Bring sword eaters and those who will swallow fire. Fetch the guardian to flatten the wheelchair, to hoist it toward heaven. The public shuttle awaits the ceaseless trips to the clinic, to the bedside manor, summon witness. The medic's disdain toward patients, the physician's dismissal of pain. And call the druggist again to drug us senseless. Bring a nomad to index our debts, tuck each invoice into broken walls of regret. Call the cleric, the clerk, the messengers divine. Summon someone, collect the prayers buried or burnt, tied to stones, sunk in seas, dunked underwater until all dissolves. The tickets rustle in a hat. The carnival music slows. A lottery ball spins. The carousel stops. The candy machine spins gold. Bring now the scribe. Let it be written. There is no shepherd, no Sherpa, no moonlight guide for these, the darkest journeys of our lives. Who will lift the shuttle above the outposts of the living? Who will watch it rise and rise? Who will clear a path among all the wreckage? Who will weave a nest for all the birds of passage? Who will bridge the gap between savage and salvage? Who will sing over wilting stalks, rough husks, silk still gleaming like hair in a dream? The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. This project is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.